President Joe Biden will be delivering his State of the Union address tonight, and joining us this morning with a preview is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good to be with you, Dan. And I would think the president will start by saying what a great job he's done with the economy. The job outlook last Friday was in creating over 500,000 jobs, and what he did with infrastructure, I think he will praise that type of thing. What a great job he's done in 2 years.
So the economy is likely to be a big part of this speech. Do you think he'll touch on inflation?
Well, that's a good question, because if he doesn't, he's going to have catcalls from the Republicans about it. And also, I think what he'll say about the balloon flying over the country, that will be another contentious thing.
So do you think there's going to be any bipartisanship demonstrated in this speech?
Bipartisanship. Well, there's betting in Massachusetts now. I don't know if that's on the table, but I would doubt there'll be, the president will recognize some people in the crowd and everybody will join in, but they won't join in on the balloon and the economy.
Now, of course, this State of the Union's coming after a poll that recently released about Biden's popularity or perhaps lack thereof. So do you think this speech could help give him a boost in that regard, and is he going to be looking to do that?
Well, traditionally, a president gets some boost, but the big question is, will Biden run for president in 2024? And I think what you got to look at, Republicans and Democrats, if he does do that and wins, in 2028, he'll be 86 years old, and I think that will be a negative for him.
So overall, though, how important would you say this speech is to Biden and all the things that we mentioned before? How important is this to his presidency?
I think it's huge, because he's got to try to lift those polling in the country where he and the vice president are polling terribly.
And what kind of reaction do you think this is going to get from Republicans, if you had to guess?
Not good. I mean, you know, there's 222 Republicans. I mean, anything can happen, but he might get some, but not. And he won't get the solid six that we saw in the race for leadership. So I would say he wouldn't, but, you know, if you survive, you might win because you survive.
All right, well, to the State of the Union address is expected to begin tonight, and that'll be at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we're going to talk to you.
We'll be with you tomorrow morning as well.
Indeed we will, to talk about what happened. So thank you so much for joining us. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Dan.
That was WATD political analyst John Creed.